Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. I'm your Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens, out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
We'll be right back. spoons and women's song. And half you think that's true, don't make me laugh.
Welcome to a brand new observational session of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. September was busy for myself and the SMK. Lots that had to be glossed over because of all the interesting features on air, as well as in the community, music community, all the concerts and stuff going on that I've been involved with. So I want to get into that, but first we introduce this session with a English avant-prog rock collective from London, which I've been wanting the feature on the show very much for a while now. They are called Lost Crowns, and that was Song as Color from their debut album from earlier this year in January, called Every Night Something Happens, self-released and available on Bandcamp. What is interesting about this band is, well, pretty much their Bandcamp info description says it all. Piano, harmonium, harpsichord, clarinet, vox amps, double kick drums, that kind of stuff. Yes, there's clarinet in there, which made the Lost Crowns a choice that I could not pass over. And I want to do a shout out to the clarinetist, Nicola Bygent, who plays clarinet, bass clarinet, and recorder in Lost Crowns. Yeah, so as I said before, busy September, we had three musical guests on the SMK radio program. Shout out to The Naked Harpist, Sages, and Animatist for coming in, devoting their time to be on the show and provide their delectable music for us here in Guelph and the syndicate stations of the SMK, as well as being broadcasted audibly. It was also put out on YouTube with special green screen effects through the Green Screen Dream Machine. We're trying to get the visual components uploaded fully and authentically, I should say. Some of them were streamed, some of them had little technical issues as we are trying to adapt to the new environment here at the station, but we will get those streams up on CFRE's YouTube channel as soon as we are able. I had a brand new SMK concert curation on Saturday, September 21st, which, not by much, but it was the most successfully attended show, and great music as well. So I would like to thank Le Greff, having come all the way from Montreal, Toronto's Art the Band, and locals The Naked Harpist, and Mark Honestly for being part of this show, and for all those that attendees that came out to the show. And finally, this past weekend, I got to play myself in my second performance ever as Piers Ulvai in a Jesse Ellercon hosted show at the Anaf Club alongside Yumster, Burner, and Animatist. And it was a great performance. My work paid off and everyone loved it. Yep. So I recorded the set, so hopefully soon all you good sentries will hear that performance in an upcoming broadcast. So thank again to Yumster, Burner, and Animatist, and all those that came out for all the loving support and hearing my music, and Jesse for taking the risk, or not really a risk. He saw my first performance, so he knew what was expecting for having me on this show. It really means a lot. So let's move on now with this session. We're returning to the SMK's regular music-infused observational sessions. Music choices of my choosing. The first bit of today, we're starting off just looking through my songs, going full on prog, then we're entering some electronic and indie rock, and just looking at the second hour, it's actually a mishmash of stuff which I've been wanting to feature or just want to for all you to hear. And actually, ending of the second hour, we're going to go into some ambient music. So let's continue on with the prog section. We're going to be listening to a few music by bands who are going to be having new releases out on the German prog progressive music label Inside Out Music. So first up is the lovely Boston art rock bundle of wonderful humans, Bent Knee. They're going to be releasing a new album this Friday, October 11th. Through Inside Out Music, called You Know What They Mean. I'm excited to hear that album, but we're going to listen to the third single from the album called Bone Rage. There's an official music video for this, for Bone Rage, on Inside Out Music's YouTube channel, created by Bent Knee guitarist Ben Levin, working with 3D animation, which is strikingly scary, freaky, good, neo-futuristic, psychedelic fever dream. I guess I had thought of that before, and I wanted to write that down to let you hear that. They're going on tour in November and December, but the only Canadian date they have is Wednesday, November 20th in Vancouver, BC, at the Rick Shaw Theater. So those listeners, you syndicate listeners at CHLY in Nanaimo and CJMP in Powell River, If you have the chance, I highly recommend seeing Bent Knee. So let's get to it. Here is Bone Rage by Bent Knee here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Stories are below, below, beneath the surface cannot grow. Grow, grow, grow. Curled and naked, I defer.
I defer
to shaky thoughts all in a blur. Every single fear I'm hiding, every little childhood memory I bury. Every single fear I'm hiding, every little childhood memory.
Disappear.
That was Norwegian progressive rock band Leprous with their song Below that will be coming out on their upcoming new album, Pitfalls, on October 25th through Inside Out Music. Again, they've brought back, actually, Ottawa cellist Raphael Weinroth Brown into the fabric of this new album, which, by the sound of it, is similar to the last one, but from what I've heard and read, it's supposed to be very emotional, and some parts aren't as loud, I guess, but very loud in the feeling venues, I should say, of the heart and the feelings. They also have a music video for Below on Inside Out's music channel, which depicts an introspective, cathartic struggle and turmoil, which their lead vocalist, Einar Solberg, I hope that's pronounced right, he perfectly expresses that in his range and intensity in his voice. Let's get into the final entirely prog song that I've chosen, and I'll stop talking because I want to feature everyone in this session. Russian chamber prog duo I Am the Morning, loving their new album The Bell, which released on K-Scope. We'll be listening to the first opening track off the album called Freak Show. This opens up the concept song cycle album, which I forget if I mentioned it before, is based on stories about human cruelty and pain caused by it. So here's I Am the Morning with Freak Show off The Bell here on CFRU 93.3 FM.
No one seems to care that I break into million pieces. They just stand and stare as I break into million pieces more. Don't dare to say that sensations that you hear.
This is Sages from Hamilton, and you're listening to The SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
Welcome back to the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. We just finished listening to Freak Show by Russian chamber prog duo I Am the Morning, off their new album, The Bell, released on K-Scope. Now we're getting into our Canadian content, finally. We're going to be entering a triple song observational set. I actually haven't had one of those in a while, I think, with all the special guests we've had on. This set will be starting off with Guelph's own angelic and wonky electronica human person Kitzel, with 40 Moons, the semi self-titled track of their debut album 40 Moons That We Know Of, released earlier this year in spring, self-released on Bandcamp. For 40 Moons, Kitzel has a YouTube video for it, which works. It's actually pretty visually interesting, working with moving shadows and light, and Kitzel gets to climb on a ladder. Then we have two bands that I've been continuously working through the albums, these two Ontario bands that I've always returned to feature on the SMK. Must be a good indication that they are creating wonderful music, at least to my perspective. We'll be listening to Wax Limbs, the Toronto electro art rock band, with In the Hospital, off their new album, The Autumn Bell, self-released on Bandcamp. Then Cambridge indie song shoegaze new wave band, Low Kites, will be listening to Golf, off of their new EP, Maybe It's Because, self-released and Pay What You Can on Bandcamp. So let's start with Kitzel and 40 Moons here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Bye. We'll be right back.
In that set, that triple audible observational set, we heard 40 Moons by Kitzel off her album, 40 Moons That We Know Of, on self-released, available on Bandcamp. Then we heard Wax Limbs with In the Hospital off their new album, The Autumn Bell, also on Bandcamp. And we just finished listening to Low Kites with Golf off their EP, Maybe It's Because. Pay What You Can, and also on Bandcamp. Finishing off this first hour of the SMK, this band I haven't played in quite a while now. They are Cursed Arrows, a Huntsville, Ontario post-punk band. They recently released a compilation album, ironically titled, in quotations, Hits. And it's on Bandcamp, Pay What You Can. It says on the Bandcamp that it's a collection of their most cherished original songs, most of them comprising their live set. So the piece or the song I decided to choose to listen to for us is The Destructor, originally from their 2013 album Sonic Union. So again, this is Destructor off Hits, quotations, by Cursed Arrows. We'll see you back in the second hour for more proggy goodness, as well as other musical sonic pleasures and goodness of their own, here on CFRU 93.3 FM.
Trying to hold the air in the palm of your hand. smile.